chigi dungay le songduwa. Zangda, dungay yi dungay le tandu tundu le yuwa. Dungay yi dungay, dungay yi xie ni dele tundu tundu le yuwa. Gyue dungay, dungay du xie wa mudibu le yuwa. Sakche ka tsuwa dawa, desu chay di dungay gara xin yi wa tong ni, wada dele yi su na tsuwa dang yung tundu ya, samde xiva yin cha tsuwa dang yung tundu yi gawar wada. So, dili yi du zane, tuñi jingay yungu yarala, tuñi jibasa do masabe rishi, ani gyue dungay le tawaji mudibu le yuwa yuwa. Anda, sangbe tepa saya diktoran yuwa yuwa. So, ta sanje veda, zogu din dushik dungay saya diri, dushik saya di lenyun ji shangwan jengi pungu dekhala dushik dungay zini. Ta tele tando yuwa, kye kukyo yuwa. Sesan dushik dungay samaya, zogu di tari shuwa ki, ta nyumungi nimi di yao samda, Di shiangwaan du yinjele da, di shi di wajin meba di yao wajin samu kore yina, nyungu lo dhar tonga zhungurwa. Da junju ni suyan zhu zhari, nyungu be dhawu zayade, ma na chane ge peke, tongda meba da, tonga meba ne, suyong zhi, tu tonga meba ne, da, neba chinga ge dhawu. O ganda rangshi tata pung zhige, o dindri ge da dhaji chati ge yore, o da di dhar mwishiba zhani. Da di shiangwaan du yuwe yini, gyawa di, Yaya kemendu samaji lola shakarwa, san dungay shakar chaasa. Ta dinde dungay du shenye, ta dungay yu pungpu di dungay du shenye, dushiki dungay du ranshenye, mandabar di shenye, ta dele tante gulo yongbe kato ula, ta dushiki dungay di nyungbe shangwaan chay, nyungbe gyawa chakiyawar, ta nyumong tu saati ki, ta gunjung koryan jukhrim saati, ta nyumong ki nesu di shakar chay. Nyumumbe le sozu, le digi gyawa linsu, ta diri samtang kukyari. Ta dili yindu, sili nishun, gyashe tenpa ta chik, ino kawa kanki chingpa shiva chis, ta kawa, ino kanda lenyun yungi nana zogo di nyumum, nyumum nanga zawa di, ta nyumum zoro di nyumum tosum, di nanga zawa ro chingendi, ino dimu saa di imbar. Ta dimu saa di, ta nguyen zindali ya, ta nangbe zhumde nalori ya, ina mendao mungu tuyong yore. Chir namji yinlu jokdaan la, ta kasore, zhumde omo omo zhu yinlu zhi shegi yore, ini di, ta dhug sangzu samdaan na, ta samdaan yore, samdaan du shewe ina, zhi zhumde omo omo shewe shewe, peke yinlu ma shewe shewe di, zhumde omo omo zhi, peke dreshe jaya, rikwa tenshaya, dine maa zhi duk stay yondu, Ani, omu omu dhidhi rakwa chi tongtokduwa. Da dhugu shen yidhu zhane, da wa chwe nagi tekona nidham, yinlu jodang liya chara mungu chi, da yungu yuwa yidhu zhane, da chara mungu sanay kasa ur, da zhundu omu omu gomne song shewe rakwa chi. Ani, zhundu omu omu tohne, dhile chara chin she yedhiba chi duwa. So, dhile yidhu zhane, da marigo siya di, dhile ki tekona nidham, da anda kasi lenzhe le mongbe mori gwa di kasi yi anda meda noya kwe tohane chinsunga rwa ta anda di ta tekonanyi le mongbe mori gwa saya ta di kwa ta se kwa ya chigi ta di tekonanyi jodan kwa tohane tekonanyi le mongbe mori gwa jodan di li ta chara mongu ji tenyong toga sa dini yin zhane ta anda ta di yin da rikwa chuk shubi na la ta rikwa chuk shubi na la rikwa kangi yue nyi jang dōgōr yōgō nyēmbar jī shēne. Tā yōdā, kāntā tāngdā, tāngdā wāngi, inī kōgā lō kōgō yōgō yōgō zāne, tā tāngdā nōgdō tī, tā sōgī, sōngī, sā tī sōngshā.
With liberation, what it means is a cessation, it refers to the true cessation that we attain. And so, in order to attain true cessation, we need to cultivate or attain the path, we must attain the true path that leads to that cessation. So, within the context of the four noble truths, the third and fourth noble truths are related here. So, in order to cultivate the path and to put an end to our negative emotions and so forth, we cannot do it just staying relaxed and without putting effort. And, you know, Or we need to have the confidence, the courage to pursue the path to lead us to cessation. And so in order to be able to have that kind of confidence and courage, what we need to do is to see the pros and cons of what if we don't put effort, and what happens if we don't attain liberation, what happens if we attain liberation. So we have to see the pros and cons of these, and then accordingly put effort and to attain the path. And so in verse number 19, and we are not on verse number 19 and 20 now, where it says, if we do not strive in contemplating the defects of the truth of suffering, the genuine aspiration for liberation does not arise in us. If we do not contemplate the causal process of the origin of suffering, we will fail to understand how to cut the root of cyclic existence. And therefore it says in verse number 20, so it's vital to see true renunciation and disenchantment with existence, and to recognize which factors chain us in cyclic existence. And then the last two lines. And so what this shows is that as long as we are in samsara, this is talking about samsara. So samsara here is the condition of the state of birth where we are in, for example, which we have these psychophysical aggregates which have come through the force of the delusion and our karmas that have given rise to them. And so so as humans, we have this, first of all, the suffering of birth. So, and then as we live our life, we also have suffering of sickness, then aging, and also finally death. But the most serious thing that we have to think about is because of this kind of body and mind that we have, which are the results of our the negative emotions and karma, and just the fact that they are brought about by negative karma and delusions, we are bound to have some kind of trouble and all they call problems on the basis of this kind of body and mind that we have. And therefore the mere fact that we have this kind of body, for example, then we will have suffering. And this also because of this body that we have, we also have negative emotions as well. And so negative emotions are very easy to arise in us, and then also it's very easy for the karmas to arise in us because of these negative emotions as well. But this kind of body that are brought about by karma and delusions hinder us to have positive states of mind, creating positive karma and so forth, and they don't really arise easily in us. And so such is the condition that we are in. And so unless we do something about it, we are left sometimes helpless, that we are we become kind of more we become prone to creating negative karma and having negative emotions, and therefore we need to reverse this and try to stop the negative emotions from arising and so forth. Because when we have negative emotions such as the attachment and aversion or anger and so forth, what happens to us is we become unhappy, we have problems within ourselves, and then because of that we also create problems for others, and therefore these negative emotions must be seen as something negative, and we must see the negativeness of these emotions as well. And then it is important for us to think whether there is an end, that whether we can actually bring an end to this kind of negative emotions or not. And and so in verse 19, therefore, says that if we do not strive in contemplating the defects of truth of suffering, the genuine aspiration for liberation does not arise in us. And so accordingly, what we need to think about is suffering. And suffering here, mainly within the context of Buddhist practice, the main suffering that we have to think about is the suffering which is called the conditioned pervasive existential suffering. And and not so much the suffering, the obvious painful experiences that even animals are aware of as being something unwanted. And then we are also not talking about overcoming the changeable sufferings, which are the pleasurable experiences of samsaric experiences that even the non-Buddhist traditions acknowledge to be something unwanted. For example, in the non-Buddhist tradition, practices, they have certain practices which lead them up to the fourth concentration realm and beyond also. So when once you reach the fourth concentration realm within the form realm and above, then I mean your mind, you have a neutral kind of experience, and so there's no changeable suffering, the neutral kind of experience there, but still they are not free from the suffering, as in the case of the conditioned existential suffering. And therefore although they are free from this, they have to a certain degree freed themselves from the changeable kind of suffering. They are not still free from this conditioned existential suffering as such. So when we think about suffering in the case of the Four Noble, in the context of Four Noble Truths, the Buddha said this is suffering. He was pointing to this conditioned suffering mainly, and so this is what we must think of overcoming. And when you think about this kind of suffering that is brought about on the basis of the body, kind of a body that we have, because of this, because this is brought about by your karma, our karma and negative emotions, when you feel this kind of existence is something that you don't desire to have, you see it as something unwanted, then you will also see overcome the negative emotions as well, and see them as unwanted, the negative emotions which have given rise to this kind of suffering. And as something unwanted, and then you will be able to feel these negative emotions as being enemies of us. And therefore, the Buddha has called this enemy, the negative emotions that are within ourselves, attachment, anger, and ignorance, as being our enemies. And then Master Tsongkhapa says in the verse number 19, if you do not contemplate the causal process of origin of suffering, we will not fail. We will fail to understand how to cut the root of cyclic existence. And so we must think about how karma and delusions have brought about this kind of life that we have, that we are born into. And in terms of the delusions, there are three poisons mainly, and amongst these three poisons, the root is the root of these three poisons is ignorance. And so within ignorance there are different ways of understanding ignorance according to different philosophical schools who have different ways of asserting what truth what the truth of things is. And so accordingly there is difference in understanding ignorance. And so now we'll move to 60 stanzas.
Nani ge liya pge da mongpa sene mendu chinji lo to de ne ta mongpa kanda ma to ko to lo bor to ga dinji ge da lo jen ge chi ba chi be se nam da shin ngo bu ge de den ju na ta re wa ngar han zu sam lo chi chu ka da kan pge ta nye do cha wa chi ge chu ji be na 그게 누구니? 그게 누구스? 아주 쉐그로다. 지난 롤을 지던 나왔는 것이 다가라 담발은 진지해. 그러다 자, 또 누구스니? 가다 가서다 최 강도 강인이 그 변경은에 여버지 강조 롤을 나왔는 것이 이따 변경은에 주변에 또 주식으로 넣는 것도 가서 가서 진단 낭내 미투부 여버디기 여 마시 붙여제 어 능주 코레 단에 샤이윤데 정원이 주버지다 낭데도 가 자상가다 나온다도 아니 나온다도 대여나 지도 나오는 신지기 디코레 덴베 인루 차여나 아니 다 지워줘 인다 가서 우리 대코는 이거 몽요 말이지. 다들 뭐 그게 된겨나? 되면 매번 남자도 관계면도 유지식스. 자다가 이제 집어줘요. 가다 도모 번에 가다 친하게 저희네라 그래도 다저부터 대다 뭐 매베 미기베 레바 매베 요소 냥을 대바 타와 두데스 아니 간다 대코는 일로 먹네 아니 코알 코야디 용과하면 누가 아스 뭐다 되느셔 님불데 간게 미지 규치시 규치시 다디 돔데 유 다디가 간다 나네 미지부데 다디 저와 그러나 세르비스 샤샤베이네 그 숙진기시도 따져져 있는데 그 능주디 Rapat Dikane Nayanguyare. That Dik Nadan the Papa Hat saying to Zane, Nunsu Tele Shembachigi, or could be Tom Tomachigi Nizu Tartuna, Niamedavichigi, and the physics tone shedding or that, condo physics tone shedding. So the name in Zane, Konanime to but Desert of Massavan Nirin is a seven along Gogote as in a dear, or Nunsu the Nizumi to be union Gogotigorota. Go turn up again. 샹다시체 난단디 담벌출 난인 디임을 삼체는 고가디 걸었다. 그래서 니네 난에 믿으면 어디 아주 니네 이제 차라리 나 도와. 다들은 봐 동물은 인류신이 쉬는 게 인류신이 되잖아요. 난에 믿으면 어디 다 여리스. 그래서 니네 인류잖아요. 아니 우마베슈네 담바니 신수야 되리다. 마다 마제베 로이베게 니에대야. 그래서 디가나 마셔야 돼야 인도로직 다 가서 그게 마다 맞아 본낭대야 될라 뒤라 참아샤버지지 다 되게 인도 그러지도 봐봐 땡기 봐 쎄네 니야 턴다직 저는 그것도 때문에 저는 잡았어요 니식도 봐 저는 어다 저다 니 인도 그 능수 정리야 참아샤버지지 인도 뒤다 시고 그래서 Dindi yindu da nangzu lako tunji ngayna yabashi nangdegi yawari nangwa dato yabara shenyi dabe yina kazi labadari eni dimu denzi sayade go dimu denzi sayade da dili da dimu denzi te wangi eni chumi jiga namdo jota te wangi chadangi te wangi laya sayade yungi yawari Dindi yindu zane yabay nabar mitu deyis mewe sivan dili minis chadal hongwa yina ya eni gyanyu daba 디송 나 예명이 딱 제가 탈려 줘가지고 하래스 뭐든 뭐미 용시에 돈이 좀 남을 줄스 어다가나 딱 제가 타다 때에 이니 우메 대 지도하신 시에 죽나 아니 나다 인루 대 시에 아니 가서 대코나니 치지로 또 되는 게 머리부터 년부째니 뽕돼야 시에 다 우메베 투모모임베다 루루기다 쉐바 투모모인 바데 데 균젠데 에네 지도투면 원지다 테르시사 데도 데짱모인 바 다가는 신경고 달라모인 셴네미 니네미 오모가는 겨나 요만 있어 송샤로 지 도저세 멘텐진도 디치고 모인 바 다 디디게 디디게 그게 그게 가서 오시고 동서한테 주는 것도 와 다 다 균젠 터도로디 땡중기 좀서 거 있는 자네 좀전 거래 여버시 되는 거로다 이내 여당코 샹라 라는 중샤 세샤 있는 자네 샹라 라 말레베 아니 라와 여버디고 다 디카이고도 사드리 있는 자네 최신 그 좀전은 예배 예배 땡지는 예배 예배 관에 손을 쳐서야 되디 에 로체 두지 러시메 예배 되기 이식 쳐서야 돼 레고도 저장가 친한게 디디 뭐니 두어 요 말에 가르슬나 때는 두어 봐 슬로윤디 So, any
Verse number three, which starts with, if things were truly existent, as imagined by the childish, what is the reason they are not accepted as liberated with no entity of existence at all? And so with regard to this, with regard to how the things are imagined to be truly existent by childish, what happens to us is that we say that things do have objective existence because they do they have this appearance, because they appear to us as having this objective existence. So we actually reason out that appearance of things is the reason to for us to believe in a true objective existence in things. So if this were the case, I mean, if things were to have any true existence just as they appear to childish, then the text says, what is the reason they are not accepted as liberated with no entity of existence at all? So what this means is that according to the commentary of Master Chandrakirti, he says that if things were to exist just as they appear to the childish, and if this were to be taken to be true, then there's no need to talk about overcoming ignorance, which binds us in samsara. So we are talking about overcoming ignorance and so forth in order to liberate us from samsara. But if what the childish called apprehend is true, then there is no way to talk about liberation from samsara also. So if we relate what scientists today say, they talk about, they are not just satisfied with the coarse level of matter. They don't stay with just the appearance of the at the coarse level of matters, but they go into the subtle particles. And then they say that even today, the scientists, especially the in quantum physics, they say that things have no objective existence. When they go into the subtle particles, and they say that there is nothing objectively existent. So there is, of course, they do accept there is an appearance of things, the matter and so forth, but there is a deeper reality in the particles, at the level of the subtle particles as well. And so things are not just what they appear to us. And so, and then in our life, we know that people are deceived because they take what is on the surface level to be true, and because they are obsessed with the appearance, and when somebody says something, they just believe it without really checking what the truth is behind that, and therefore they get deceived. And so this is something which we actually experience, that there is some appearance and a reality in life as well. And so similarly, in the case of in philosophical arguments or in philosophical deliberation, we also talk about the appearance and reality.